I had a new shock. There, at the table, with her head in her hands, was Miss Jessel. She didn't move at first. Then she stood up and looked at me. She was beautiful, very unhappy, and terribly evil. I thought for a moment that I was wrong to come into her room, to surprise her at her table. I opened my mouth and shouted, "You terrible woman!" But then there was only sunlight in the room, and I knew that I had to stay at Bly. After the others came back from church, I had a moment alone with Mrs. Gross and told her about my strange experience. "I found Miss Jessel in the schoolroom," I began. "I believe she is..." It was hard for me to go on. "One of the lost souls. She wants Flora. I've decided to send for their uncle." "Oh, miss, please do," my friend said firmly. "I will. It's the only thing to do. If Miles thinks that I'm afraid to talk to his uncle, he will soon discover that he's wrong. If his uncle asks why I have done nothing about a new school for Miles, I'll tell him that I can't, because they expelled him from the old one." "But we don't know why," said Mrs. Gross. "Mrs. Gross, is Miles stupid? Is he untidy? Is he ill? No. It was because he's evil. And that's because his uncle left them here with those people."
"But the master didn't know what they were like," said Mrs. Gross.
"And that's my fault." I looked at her and said, "I'll write tonight." That night, I sat in my room with Flora asleep beside me, trying to begin my letter. Outside it was raining, and a strong wind was blowing. In the end, I took a candle and went to Miles's room. I stopped outside the door and was surprised when Miles said, "Come in!"